Yes, it is time to change things up a bit. We're going to talk some college basketball. The Big 12 is without a doubt on everyone's radar. It is such a powerful conference that is comprised of truly some of the best coaches and players in the country. So right now, we're going to head into Fort Worth. We're going to visit with TCU head men's basketball coach Trent Johnson, and we're going to get the pulse on his team. We're going to talk about his upcoming schedule. And of course, on Wednesday this past week, it was the National Early Signing Day, so we want to kind of weigh in on that as well. Welcome in, Coach. It's great to have you at Yahoo Sports Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, you certainly have picked up right where you left off when you talk about recruiting, because you had a phenomenal recruiting class last year. You were ranked 34th in the nation. And then on Wednesday, you just continue to build up. But you're bringing in this young man, Chauncey Collins, out of Oklahoma City. Tell us about him.
Well, we feel very fortunate. We have one scholarship remaining, and we wanted to get the best possible player regardless of position. And I just think Chauncey, number one, is very explosive. He's a young man that will play the one and two for us. And, you know, so much of what we do in coaching when we recruit kids, we try to find guys with the it factor. And I think he's one of those kids that's going to be a much better player at the collegiate level than he was at the high school level. And that's saying a lot. But he makes plays at both ends of the floor. And like I said, we feel really fortunate. I wish I had him right now, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And you've been coaching for many, many years. Have you ever signed a player that's been homeschooled? What makes that? That's pretty unique, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And this is my first. And, I think a lot needs to be said for that, because there's an element of discipline that I think for certain homeschool kids, and I think he has that. But this, without question, is my first, and, all indications, obviously we know the impact that TCU has from the academic side of things, and I think he's going to thrive in this environment. I really do.
Trent, I know right now for the Horned Frogs, you guys are building your own tradition, your own identity. When you're looking for players, and you had, like I said, such a phenomenal class coming in from last year, what type of players are you looking for? What are those intangibles? You just mentioned saying the X factor.
Well, the quickness. Obviously, we like guys who can shoot in with some length. You know, but all that being said, you know, being a part of what we're trying to do here, which is going to take some time, hopefully we'll get there sooner or later, we need guys with some courage. And the four guys that we signed last year, they could have went a lot of other places with a lot more established tradition and played for a lot better coach. But they chose to come here and help us get this thing off the ground and make TCU basketball relevant. So, you know, I look at all those factors, attitude, you know, skill level, athletic ability, you know. But probably for us, it's going to take some guys with some courage, because they know they're going to have to come in here and play right away and compete right away versus, quite frankly, some of the best teams and the best coaches in the country, which we have in the Big 12, and best players.
You are listening to the voice of Trent Johnson, TCU head men's basketball coach at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And, Coach, I think you nailed it. You're talking about courage, because that's going to be so important, especially here. You guys have hit some speed bumps early on. It's not been easy. Two early losses to SMU and to Longwood. Let me ask you this. When you and your staff, you guys step back, you start reviewing the game tape, what is the biggest concern right now that needs to be addressed so that you guys can move forward and get on track?
Well, we're scoring the basketball, and everybody wants to talk about who was not on the floor. And obviously we got five guys sitting over, and Sweatshirt looked like $1 million in form, can really play. But, you know, for me, it's about maximizing what you have. And, you know, the two games that we've lost, I mean, you know, the things that were correctable, taking care of the ball, you know, defensively being efficient and sound and being able to trust each other. And those things haven't been done. So, you know, a lot of people want to make excuses because, you know, Amber could be out for another month, and we didn't have Hudson Price last night, and, you know, we're waiting on Trey Ziegler's appeal, and, I mean, excuse me, Chris Washburn's appeal. But the bottom line is we had two games that we could have easily won if we'd done some things defensively that are correctable. So that's what we tend to dwell on, is taking each game one game at a time, each practice going out there trying to get better. If we're in a situation where we have all our bullets, like I said at the Big 12 Media Day, we'll have a chance to be a decent basketball team. But right now it's about, you know, defending and rebounding the ball and taking care of the ball for us, because we can score the ball, you know, at a much better rate than we were able to last year.
Well, as I understand, too, on Tuesday night early in that first half, that you guys did actually struggle shooting the ball. I mean, what is the message to the team when, you know, the shots are not falling? Because I'm assuming that, you know, as players, you can't have that singular focus. You've got to bring it on both ends of the floor. When those shots aren't falling, you've got to bring that defensive intensity.
Well, no question, and I've always been one to say this, regardless of what team, what caliber player I've had, is don't let offense dictate how you play this game. Don't let offense dictate, because there's so many other things that can impact winning besides scoring and shooting the basketball. So your ability to rebound, defend, set screens, make the pass to get your teammate, but also to play through. you have to play through, because there's going to peaks and valleys in a game. There's going to be peaks and valleys in a season. And you know, mental toughness is being consistent in your behavior, whether it's socially, academically, or athletically, and being consistent in your behavior from start to finish, not just necessarily when things are going good. And so our mental toughness, and this is one of the things I told them right before we went out in the game last night, you know, because, you know, I felt that this team had a sense that they played well versus SMU, but they lost. But now here's a team coming in that has not been very good over the last year and a half or whatever, and long will. But, you know, I talk to guys all the time about being competitive, not looking at your opponent and judging how you go about and approach the game, as opposed to just being competitive and being the aggressor and maximizing what you have every time out. So, you know, we didn't do a very good job in the first half. And then the second half, we sort of woke up and tried to play, but, you know, it wasn't good enough.
Well, that mental toughness, that is such a key component, because as you look throughout your schedule, it's very ambitious, even in the non-conference. And then when you get into the Big 12 conference play, you're going to face opponents that are bigger, they're stronger, they're faster. I mean, basketball IQ, there's such a huge value on that. And you've got to be able to outsmart, you know, those opponents, don't you? And play with grit.
Well, we've got to be able to play to our strengths and let the chips fall where they may. And I'm not big on excuses. And that's one of the questions that I answered yesterday right after the game, because everybody again wants to talk about who's not playing well.
Yeah.
The bottom line is the guys that were on the floor were plenty capable of playing better basketball than what they played, and that's how I approach it going into every game. And if these kids can do that and get better as we move forward and stay together, and you know what, then things will take care of themselves and we'll be as good as we can be. And I think that's what all of us as coaches aspire our teams to do.
Trent Johnson is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. He is TCU head men's basketball coach. Would you mind giving us a bit of an update? I mean, when do you anticipate, what's the timetable for so many of these players that are out right now, when they will return? Sorry.
Well, Aaron Durley is out for the year. Devontae Abrams, who started for us at the post last year towards Achilles, he's out for the year. Amrick Fields is probably a month away, maybe earlier. Hudson Price is day-to-day as we speak. Trey Ziegler, who transferred in from Pitt, will sit. So he's a hell of a player, but he won't be able to play the next year. And we're waiting on a second appeal from Chris Washburn, who could help us right now. So, you know what? That's the card we've been dealt.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, I put my foot in my mouth last year when I said I didn't think I could go through another year like I went through last year from an injury standpoint. Well, last year at this time, we had three guys sitting over there. Now we got six. So yeah. I just want to get two of them back. That's okay.
Well, tell us this. We've obviously been keeping a close watch on the young man, Kian Anderson. Now, he had 17 points on Tuesday, and he continues to elevate his game. What did you challenge him with in the offseason? Because he's really playing well.
Well, he's playing well on the offensive side. He's distributing the ball well. His assist to turnover ratio is in two games. I think he's got 14 assists and three turnovers, and he's shooting the ball well. But so leadership, and that's at both ends. Now, offensively, you know, we have efficiency breakdowns in terms of your impact and what you do defensively, and he's not where he needs to be in that regard. So, you know, but you know, he's improved. He's bigger. He's stronger. But we're all judged. Whether you're a coach or you're a freshman, a sophomore, junior, senior, we're all judged by winning. And so, you know, right now we're 0-2, and we need to get better at that, all of us.
And I know as a head coach, you got to have sincere appreciation for the new kids, because they've really taken a liking to Kian's leadership. I mean, he's done a great job of leading this young team.
Well, he's done a good job. And I think Kavar, who's a freshman, who has always been in leadership positions and roles in high school and so on and so forth, he's helped a little bit. You know, and I think the other guys need to jump on board. I'm a firm believer. Leadership is, if you got 13, 15 guys on the team, everybody being accountable to each other and doing what they're supposed to do socially, academically, athletically, every day. And then if there's one guy who emerges as a leader or two guys who emerge as leaders, so be it. But, you know, just because you maybe have the ball in your hands all the time or you may be the best player, whoever that may be on certain teams, that doesn't mean you're the leader. I've been on teams who have been really, really good where the leader's been a sixth man or. And in some cases, may have been the third leading scorer, but he was a guy that was really consistent in his behavior and was mentally and physically really, really tough. Which, in there, he could challenge his teammates when the coaches weren't around, and the teammates respect that. So we've got a ways to go in that regard, and I think the sooner we get there, the better off in terms of the W column we will be in terms of, you know, guys knowing that, hey, look, this is unacceptable. Now, socially, academically, and how our kids conduct themselves, whether it's media day or travel, we've got that all covered. I mean, these kids have been great kids, but now we need to translate all that onto the floor, but be a little bit more nastier in a good way, and so on and so forth.
We're going to step aside for a moment and continue our conversation with TCU head men's basketball coach Trent Johnson right here at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show.